During times of bad weather or crisis, communication can become difficult, almost impossible. Oftentimes, because of their mobility and versatility, ham radio operators and their equipment become major players in providing information and assistance to authorities. They can monitor police and fire channels or be in touch with the weather service as storm spotters, all the while not having to deal with cell phone towers or the power grid. Take, for example, the tornadoes that hit Tuscaloosa last December. Tuscaloosa storm spotters, whose accounts were recorded with the Alabama Emergency Response Team, were among the first on the scene.
In a disaster, your power lines will probably be down just as the ice storms take your power lines down. If you have no power, commercial power, therefore you can't get on the radio to transmit and to talk to these different areas to find out what health and welfare traffic they need.
Jerry Womble says Field Day atop Chandler Mountain in St. Clair County is a chance for hams to brush up on their emergency preparedness skills. Generators are strategically placed near 8 monitoring stations, utilizing different frequencies and spectra. Even Morse code is being communicated from here. While primarily an emergency exercise, Field Day is also a competition among ham operators to find out who can communicate with the most people. Bill Levy is one of at least 24 people at the event.
My amateur radio call is WA4FAT. We hams are known by our amateur radio license call letters, much like WBHM is known by your call letters.
And much like WBHM, ham radio operators communicate through megahertz. Their signals are either much higher or much lower than our 90.3.
So we're on both sides of you, much below 50 megahertz, and you then are able to communicate worldwide. It would be rare for someone to hear WBHM in a distant country. It would be very, very rare propagation for a 90 megahertz signal to go around the world.
Levy says most of the signals at this year's Field Day are lower than 50 megahertz, and since radio waves don't stop at any state or national border, it's not hard to find someone on the other end. With the advent of satellites, cell phones, and now the internet, some think that amateur radio is on its way out. But David Black says, think again.
I'm not convinced ham radio is dying. We saw that at the Field Day event.
Black, whose call sign is KB4KCH, says those other media are still more vulnerable to the environment and to the limits in technology, power outages and tie-ups on landlines. And he says he's noticing a trend.
There's been a resurgence in interest here in the Birmingham area of amateur radio operators who enjoy communicating. So the future will likely encompass even more advances in high technology, some of which will perhaps be yet to develop.
While Field Day is an exercise in preparedness, Black says most ham operators update equipment to stay on the cutting edge. To the hams on the edge of Chandler Mountain, this yearly weekend retreat is about getting away, yet staying in touch. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
Collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio, but I can't hear it. When I got to the house and I called you out, I could tell she had been crying. Show.
Hey, 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 hey.
Say what?
Hey, hey.